For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Digging into public records is the everyday work of an investigative journalist. And while many people think it's about rummaging through boxes or files, more often than not, it involves making requests for documents. And when governments don't come through with those requests, lawsuits are sometimes necessary. Mark Parascia, director of the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting, has been involved in a handful of lawsuits over the years, and this week he filed another. He's taking the city of Memphis to court over police body camera footage. Mark Parascia joins us today to explain why. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, Christopher. How you doing?
Very good. So lately, you've been investigating excessive force complaints at the Memphis Police Department, and part of your investigation is looking at body cam footage. Now, what are you looking for, and why were you filing this lawsuit?
We were looking for footage in which Officer Colin Berryhill used his taser on citizens in one case where a man was handcuffed on the ground. And the police, the city, doesn't want to release this information, contending that it's an open law enforcement investigation. Well, it's not clear how open it is anymore because it's been more than 2 years, but we want to be able to monitor this case, but we want to be able to monitor all of these types of cases, ongoing investigations of misconduct by officers using excessive force on citizens. It's important for the public and for public faith and confidence in the system to be able to have transparency and to monitor them. And that's what we're hoping to achieve.
This is supposed to be public record, right? What's the problem?
Problem is getting access to it. It's very costly. There are 12 or 13 cases that I'm looking at that the total amount that they want is around $3,900. It's very expensive and certainly outside of the reach of the average citizen, no question about it. It takes a lot of time, it's expensive, and it's just not, it's not like you can just go down there and get it. It's very inaccessible to the average citizen.
Memphis police make the argument that when excessive force complaints are filed, they need to do their own investigations before releasing body cam footage to the public. Isn't it important, maybe even for everyone involved, that raw footage isn't just shoveled into the court of public opinion?
Well, the whole point of the whole body cam program is to instill public confidence. And so if you don't have transparency, basically you have police working in secret in the background. There's no greater concern before the public right now than police action, police misconduct, police excessive force, how they treat citizens. I mean, these are very critical things that, that the public has a right to be involved in and have a say in influencing and affecting the outcome of these decisions.
You know, when you talk about the expense of this, I think lawsuits have found that a city can charge money for files and for administrative work. Are these fees very excessive?
I think when you look at it from their perspective, their fees are probably reasonable because there's a lot of man hours that go into, if you're going to take this serious, this charge seriously of protecting private interests and redacting, you know, juvenile information or what have you, from that perspective, you know, it's not unreasonable that they have to have go through there and look at it. The problem is that the whole purpose of this program is transparency. That's what it's all about, instilling public confidence. If the public can't see it, though, there's no transparency. And the problem, one of the problems is why they can't see it is because it's so darn expensive. So what's the answer there? The answer is building more money into this program, a larger budget, so that this cost is part of the budget. That, you know, we anticipate X number of people will file these requests and put it into the budget so that this is affordable. I mean, it doesn't seem unreasonable. I know that there's only so much money to go around, but news organizations don't have the money. Certainly average citizens don't. It costs, you know, hundreds of dollars in many cases, almost $1,000 for, you know, the video in a single case. Who has that kind of money? Nobody does. Is that transparency? That's the question that these policymakers need to be asking. They have the power to do something about that.
What do you hope comes of this lawsuit that you filed this week?
What I'm hoping to see is that there will be some sort of declaration that administrative investigations are different from criminal investigations. There is no Supreme Court ruling protecting information in administrative records from public release, and that needs to be acknowledged, and it needs to be released. And so hopefully what might happen is if we get a favorable ruling, it will change how these investigations are handled, and that would be, there will be accessibility to the information in these administrative investigations, which is very important for the public trust to be able to monitor them. I think it's also good just to have the media fire the proverbial shot across the bow, because it isn't happening much now. We don't have those checks and balances in place to keep government honest, and they need to be shaken up now and then. You know, it's a part of a long tradition of the news media, individual journalists and news organizations suing when they have to spring loose this information that so often officials don't want out to the public.
Mark Parskia is the director of the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Christopher.
This is WKNO News.